Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Good morning, Patriots. Oh, it happened, you guys. It happened. I'm just in awe. I'm so thankful that the Lord helped me to piece this together. So, welcome. I don't have a cold. I'm okay. Pray for me that I'll be able to have the voice to get this message out. The enemy does not want me to tell you the great things from God's word. They have hidden. They have gotten false prophets who do not tell the truth about God's word and about the prophecy about end times. And they do not want me to tell it either. And they certainly don't want you guys to share it. It's not, in my opinion, it's not a coincidence that this is happening to my voice right now. But one way or the other, the Lord will give me the ability to get this truth out to you guys, for those who have ears to hear. I'm so glad that you are here. If you're not familiar with me, I'm Melissa Redpill. I look at all these current events in the light of God's word because what we're experiencing is biblical. It's literally biblical from God's word that he promised this day would come when the enemy would be cast out. And it happened on Christmas. You remember when I was just talking about just the other day, I said, you know, our forefathers knew the stars. They knew the signs in the heavens. And they were wise, and they knew the word. They knew the word backwards and forwards. And I think that's why they established Christmas. Of course, dark to light. You know, it's when our Lord Jesus, you know, symbolically came into the world in the darkest time, and then he brings light into the world. Okay, yeah. But we know that he was conceived on 9/11, and he was born on June 14th. Because we've seen the Bethlehem Star. If you haven't seen that video, go back and look at it. But they knew that humanity was waiting on a big Christmas, a real Christmas, not just presents under the tree. What is the thing we've been wanting for Christmas for years? We've been wanting the fall of the cabal. We've been wanting the destruction of our enemies. That is the present we got this Christmas. I'm going to show you all what happened. Now we know that date. Now that I know that date, now that I know that that is the date and the sign in the heavens from Revelation 19, then we have the pieces of the puzzle to solve another mystery. So get ready. It's really, really exciting. And I'm just so thankful that the Lord, you know, I hadn't even thought about this passage in Daniel 12. I'm going to show you in a minute. I hadn't even thought about it. And he just tapped me on the shoulder. Hey, remember that passage? And he's like basically saying, you now have the pieces of the puzzle to put that middle, you know, solve that mystery. Isn't it awesome? I'm so thankful for you all. I know that you all are constantly praying for me. I can't talk about it because I'll start to cry and we have no time for that. So I really appreciate it. And, you know, we're going to have healing. We're going to be well. and no more of this where the enemy is going to be harming us and, you know, doing all this to us. I'm going to show you. You're going to love it. You're going to absolutely love it. Okay, so don't forget, hit the like button, everybody. Hit the like button, subscribe, make sure your bell is rung, and make sure you always share. Especially, I feel like you're going to love this one really more than any of the other ones, because this one is really going to connect some amazing dots we finally have. Okay, so here is my website, melissaredpill.com. You'll find tons of videos over there, tons of resources about end times, about how to find all of our social media, and as well as how to survive when they attack you and not to get sucked into big karma. Okay, so the passage that I was just reading, or that recording at the beginning. Hey, fam, I'm so glad to see you guys. I was just reading Revelation 19, the white horse standing there, right? Right after that, you've heard me do that, read that so many times. On his robe and his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of All Lords, right? The very next verse is the one I had talked about. I had pinned this. The Lord just never told me to remove that pin. That pinned post that I've had on there since October. Let's see, when did I put it? No, November 10th. November 10th. On that day, I put this sign. I said, something is amazing is happening on Christmas Day. Remember I posted this? And it did. Okay. I'm just going to say I was right. I'm just going to say thank you, Lord, that you helped me piece it together and showed me. He showed me the angel standing in the sun. He showed me the angel standing in the sun that talks about in Revelation 19. It was Venus standing in the sun. And so, yes, this is when it's going to happen on Christmas Day. And I showed you guys this this little video. This is exactly what happened. I'm going to show you because I want to mark it down in our for time immemorial that this is what happened on Christmas Day, and it's exactly what occurred, showing, you know, when somebody, Elon, Trump, whoever it is, it's the white hats, let's just say it that way, went and destroyed the cabal with one transaction. And they cannot overcome this. The bankers, the New World Order, cannot overcome that they've shorted silver so much and that it's bankrupting them. Just like the Lord told us would happen in Habakkuk chapter 2. I'm going to get to that too. All right, so here is you'll see there's Venus right there. And it's going to catch up with the sun. And I've got it here. This started October let's see, October 25th, and so you'll see it's moving right along, and it'll catch up again right on Christmas. And I thought, I wonder if this is the angel standing in the sun that Revelation 19 told us to look for, to watch for. And sure as the world, it happened. Was anybody else excited about that like I am? I'm just beside myself. This is it. We finally are here. Okay, there it is. Right there on the 25th, the angel messenger star, Venus, was standing in the sun. And so what does it say? What does the rest of that passage say? It says, come and gather together for the great banquet God has prepared. Thank you for praying for me. My voice feels really good right now, so just keep praying. Okay, so it says, I'm trying not to get too excited, but I'm clearly very excited about this. Gather together for the great banquet God has prepared. Come and eat the flesh of kings, generals, strong warriors of horses and their riders of all humanity, both free and slave, small and great. You know I've read this to you how many times we've been looking for this. We finally have found it. We have finally found humanity's Christmas present. Christmas has no business being in December 25th, except for this right here. I'm telling you, that's why they set Christmas. I'm going to show you, that's the Christmas we've been waiting for. That's the Christmas humanity's been waiting for thousands of years. I'm not even playing, y'all. This is like amazing. All right, and so then I saw the beast and the kings of the world and their armies gathered together to fight against the one sitting on the horse and his army. That's us. We are his army. and the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet, who did mighty miracles on behalf of the beast, miracles that deceived all who accepted the mark of the beast and who worshipped his statue. Both the beast and the false prophet were thrown alive into the fiery lake of burning sulfur. The entire army, the evildoers, were killed by the sharp sword that came from the mouth of the one riding on the white horse. And the vultures all gorged themselves on the dead bodies. That's you and me. We are the vultures. We are going in for the kill. Okay, I'm just this, whatever, hyperbole, whatever. don't shut down my channel. We are going to destroy the evil that's going on this earth. This is what this is talking about. That's what this is talking about. And they knew. That's why they set Christmas as the day when we would get this amazing Christmas present. And you might be like, what are you talking about? What happened on Christmas? The silver. The silver. The silver that is they have shorted. They're going to be bankrupt. They're destroyed. They know this is it. They're destroyed. You take away their money, they got nothing. They got nothing. And of course, we've been doing President Trump, and you know, we've been doing this methodically, piece by piece, day after day after day. It's taken what seemed like forever, right? And Cash Patel also said this is going to be done. This disease, corrupt temple will be brought down before the end of the year. Now, you know that he shut down the Hoover building, the FBI building. He says, go be cops. Go into the country and go stop bad guys out there. There's no reason for 7,000 of you guys to be right here in Washington, D.C. I know. Our Carly Silver, yay. Hi-ho, Silver, away. Now, if you're focused, if you invested in silver, terrific. Everybody get the silver so that the bad guys, every ounce of silver you have is destroying them. Nope, not paper silver. And I've been telling you guys this. I said, don't get paper silver. I have never sold any of the gold. People have wanted me to sell gold. I said, no, I want you guys to buy local silver. Find your own local dealer where you go and you know who you can buy the silver from and who you can buy and sell and trade and all that, whatever you need to do. Someone that you trust, that you establish a relationship with, that's what you should do. Someone that you know is a good guy. Now, you know, if you have, if they told you that they were going to store it for you, I'd get that silver in my hands and put it somewhere safe if I was you. If you had paper silver, I'm telling you, I bet tomorrow on Black Monday, I bet everybody, the gig is up. Everybody's going to get rid of it. Anybody who holds on to paper silver, because the gig is up, everybody knows it. The emperor has no clothes. If they have no silver to back it up, it's just a piece of paper. Y'all do understand that, right? Everybody understands that? Give me the thumbs up if y'all understand that. Yeah. Yeah, we'll find out what, you know, the market will determine what this the true value of silver is, or any commodity. Not these bankers. And that is what happened on Christmas. They have been cheating us. They've been lying to us. They've been manipulating us. They've been, you know, stealing from us. And it's over. Merry Christmas. What does that mean? It means that everybody all over the world will have the things that they need and not be mistreated and abused and robbed and stolen from. And of course, they use that money to pay off these judges so that the bad guys get away with their crime and the righteous go to prison. So all the things that have gone bad have stemmed from their cheating on the money system. All right, now let's keep going. So there was that amazing, amazing prophecy. And so, okay, so you see that happened. You see that Elon did that. Or it would make sense to me that it was Elon, because he needs silver for his solar panels and for all of his other things that he's building. Okay, and I need to pull this other passage up, this other phrase up. President Trump just said last week, he said we have plenty of minerals and oil and everything else we need. We have the silver. We have silver. Trust President Trump. We have silver. It's not, at this point, it's about destroying the cabal. It's not about there being a shortage. It's an apparent shortage. It's kind of causing a panic. I think that, like, I named this video Scare Event Necessary. It's causing like a panic, a bank run. I would be shocked if we don't have a bank run tomorrow. I really would. And I've been saying this to you guys. I've been saying this. I want to, you know, remind you. I've been saying, have cash on hand. I wouldn't, you know, and Trump is going to make everything right, but it might be, you know, 10 days, right? 10 days darkness. It might be that you have, you know, 10 days where you can't access your bank account. I don't know. I'm just saying this is likely because by all accounts, the banks are going belly up. They cannot fulfill their orders. They do not have the money. They do not have the silver. They do not have all this. They don't have it. And the gig is up. Right? All right. So, right, you might be broke already from Christmas. President Trump is going to make all this right. I'm just saying, everybody stay comfy. Everybody buckle up. Everybody stay calm. And so that when everybody else is panicking, we're not going to panic. Okay? That's my thing. And when people see us not panicking, we're like, we knew that this was going to happen. And this is part of the plan to destroy the cabal. This is what it takes to destroy the evildoers who've been running this horrible game on us forever, ever, and ever. Okay. So, yeah. Look at this passage. Yeah. Merry Christmas. I love that picture of him. Yep. That's this face. That's the face when you destroy the evildoers who've been destroying humanity for thousands of years. And you beat them at their own game. Oh, our genius president. Our wonderful President Trump. Amazing. Amazing. Yep. All right, so it says, suddenly your debtors will take action. They will turn on you and take all you have while you stand trembling and helpless, right? Okay, I'm going to take you to that passage right here. In Habakkuk chapter 2, this is the passage where Habakkuk is like, why are these people being able to get away with stealing from us and all their evil? And how many times have we asked the same thing? And the Lord said, write my answer plainly on tablets so a runner can carry the correct message to others. Thank you, Lord, that you've given me the correct message to tell to you guys. I truly don't deserve for him to reveal these things to me. I just don't even understand sometimes. I'm so thankful. I'm really just sometimes, I just shake my head. The only thing I can figure is, because I certainly don't deserve it, the only thing I can figure is that it's because I know the Word of God and I didn't go to seminary, you know, and He knows I'll listen to Him and you know, search, and I'm, you know, searching the Word and all that. I can't even believe. Yeah, but anyway, so here it says that the vision is for a future time. If it describes the end, and it will be fulfilled. If it seems slow in coming, gonna get an amen. Wait patiently, for it will surely take place. It will not be delayed. It's gonna go according to precision, timing, exactly as the Lord had planned. We've seen the hammer time, right? They're bringing down the hammer, the Santa hammer, on Christmas, right? It wasn't delayed, was it? It happened at Christmas, just like our forefathers had seen this sign. I believe they had seen this sign right here, the angel standing in the sun. They knew that, just like the wise men knew about the Bethlehem star. They knew, our forefathers knew. They knew the stars. They tracked this because of the that was, you know, how they planted their gardens and all this. They knew the stars. You know, we haven't had that in our culture, and there's still so many things that have been hidden from us, but whatever. Anyway, look at this. Look at the proud. They trust in themselves, but their lives are crooked. But the righteous will live by their faithfulness to God. That's the difference. There's the righteous, and then there's the wicked. There's only two buckets, and these people are so wicked. But we are, 99.9% of humanity is just righteous, right? We all make mistakes, whatever. But the point is, we are just wanting to get along and live our lives and leave us alone, right? Okay. Wealth is treacherous, and the arrogant are never at rest. Isn't that true? The more they heaped up to themselves, they never could be satisfied. They got so arrogant, and then they're trying to double down because they've lied about this or they've stolen about that, and then they would have to, oh, well, I got to cover that, I got to cover this, and next thing you know, they just go on and on and on, steal more and do worse and do worse and do worse. I mean, it is treacherous. It's a good thing that we're not wealthy. because like these people, it's a good thing to have enough money to pay your bills, etc. But it says wealth is treacherous. It's a good thing, you know, not to have this kind of wealth because a lot of people can't handle it. The arrogant are never at rest. They're open their mouths as wide as the grave, and like death, they are never satisfied. Of course, that's talking about the New World Order, satanic cabal. And in their greed, they've gathered up many nations and swallowed many peoples. Hello. Of course, this is talking about the cabal. And this is the very first verse that I read when I went to this amazing event. And I read Habakkuk 2, and I was screaming this passage. Everybody was screaming back, like so excited. Yes. But this is the passage where it says, soon their captives will taunt them. They will mock them, saying, what sorrow awaits you, thieves. So today, when you do some kind of post somewhere, they're going to get what they deserve. You got to put that somewhere. I'm going to put it. We're going to start mocking, and we're going to start mocking, and we're going to start taunting them because they are going to get what they deserve. This is what they deserve. They cheated us year after year and after year, and they saw us suffer. They've seen us sick. They've seen us lose loved ones. They've seen us struggle and financially, and they just laughed and thought it was so hilarious. And we're going to say, now it's your turn. Now it's your turn. This is what we're supposed to do. This is what the Lord told us to do. We cannot say like, oh, they didn't mean it. No, they meant it. Oh, they certainly meant it. They meant it. These people have taken in demons. There's no other explanation for them except that they are filled with demons than what they've done. What sorrow awaits you, thieves? Now you will get what you deserve. You've become rich by extortion, but how much longer can this go on? I'm going to show you the verse where I think it is about how much longer it can go on. They're insolvent. The banks are insolvent right now. They're bankrupt. So they had to go to the Fed. They can't even borrow from each other bank. JP Morgan won't loan to Chase. Chase won't loan to Wells Fargo. They don't trust each other because they're like, I have this silver to cover my debts, and I don't have enough for me. I can't give it to you, and I don't trust you'll give it to me. They don't trust each other. That's why I wouldn't trust them to have my money in their bank. Trust me, though, President Trump will get everything sorted out. You may not have it for 10 days. I'm just saying. But you will get it. You'll get all your money back. He's not going to let any harm come to us after all we've been through. We're going to get back everything, they'll have to go away. And President Trump will make it all right. I don't know exactly how that's going to happen, but it will. It says, Suddenly, your debtors will take action. They will turn on you and take all you have while you stand trembling and helpless. Because you've plundered many nations, now all the survivors will plunder you. How about that? Isn't that great? Who loves Habakkuk 2? I love Habakkuk 2. Yep. They will reap what they have sown. Yep. And I love this one. They will turn on you and take all you have while you stand trembling and helpless. Right now, their knees are knocking. They are flipping out because they know the gig is up. They are done. And they are, I mean, this is like what you've seen on old movies about, you know, Black Monday, where are these ones, you know, jumped out of windows and that type of thing. They know that it's over. It's over. This might be suicide weekend. I don't know. Because they don't want to come up on Monday morning and they're like, I got nothing. People are coming for their money and they're like, I'm just going to have to lock the doors. Just watch and see. Watch and see how this goes. Because there's no doubt that they've really done it now. All right. It's just exposing what the truth was. All right, now, this is President Trump. The show is just about to start. Now, I wanted you to see also, not only did, I'm going to back up to this one. They won't even borrow from each other to fulfill the orders. They had to go to the Federal Reserve to get a loan until Monday. Just a 3-day loan, like a payday loan. Because they don't trust each other, they can't get it from each other, so they had to go to the Federal Reserve. How the tables have turned. Haven't they though? He says, while everyone watched silver ripped to $79, the real smoking gun hit the plumbing. $17 billion tapped from the New York Federal repo window the Friday after Christmas. An emergency cash grab that screams margin stress. They are panicking. They needed this to cover the orders. But what's going to happen when they have more orders to fulfill on this piece of paper and they don't have the silver for it? Or the digital money in your account, and they don't have the cash. President Trump's got the printing press. He's not going to let them print more money. I mean, it's this, you know, if they think, oh, we're going to if President Trump's going to bail them out, not happening under President Trump. No more bailouts for the big banks. All right, so the other thing is, coming up on January 1, wait for it, January 1, China will no longer send silver out of their country. Unless, I mean, it's very rare, and specialized, you know, only a few different companies under special guidelines. Basically, it's a blockade. They need their silver. They don't mean to send it out to anybody else, and they're going to shut it down. The price of silver is going up. It's going to skyrocket. It's just so great to watch this happen to our enemies after all they've done to us, and just enjoy the show. Enjoy watching them squirm. Enjoy watching them fall. So exciting. China will be imposing export restrictions on silver beginning in 5 days on January 1st. Here it is coming up at 3 days. These restrictions will require special government licenses for silver exports. Shanghai silver prices are now up to 85. And actually, I have not looked at it today. Let's just go and see. Silver price. Let me see what this one says. Right here today. Is that the one I want to look at? Okay, here we go. $82. Come on. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Every day it's just like, it's Christmas. It's still Christmas. Oh, my goodness. This is so great. It's going to be to $100 for the end of the year. I mean, literally, it's going to pass. Probably by Monday, it'll be $100. And then it's going to shoot up to what it truly should have been valued at. They've suppressed it for too long. And it's just so great that that's what's going to to bring them down, to bring these evildoers down. And it's just a beautiful thing to watch. Our genius president has done this. All right, so congratulations, President Trump. Here is, parabolic. That's what they mean when they say parabolic, just going straight up. So, so great. All right. The other thing I wanted to show you is, hang on, let's have so many things to show you. Okay, I'm going to do that later. Okay. Now, this is what I wanted to show you. I wasn't even thinking about this. And you know how the Lord will put something in your heart and you're like, I haven't thought about that for such a long time. In the passage from Daniel chapter 12. And it's talking about 1335 days. And so, this is what brought me to it. And I think I posted this passage the other day. I said, many of those, I'm going to start at the beginning. It's so beautiful. I love this passage. At that time, Michael, the archangel who stands guard over the nations, will arise. Then there will be a time of anguish greater than any since nations first came into existence. Hello. Again, can we get an amen? We have had. There's been so much anguish all over the world. And it's just been something else. And they have enjoyed watching us suffer. They enjoyed watching us suffer under COVID. They enjoyed watching us being banned. They enjoyed watching us being poisoned. They enjoyed all that. So don't forget that when it's time for their comeuppance, for their justice. We've got to be tough. No deals. Right? All right. So it says, this time of anguish, all the children in Gaza, they thought this was funny. Sorry. They thought this was funny. They thought this was entertaining. Pure evil. It's over. They're going to pay for what they've done to the children. So, it says, at that time, every one of your people whose name is written in the book will be rescued. Many of those whose bodies lie dead and buried will rise up, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting disgrace. And so, I don't think this is about something to make my nose tickle. I don't think it's about a resurrection like what you would normally think of. I think this is about, it'll be revealed who's naughty and nice, right? It'll be revealed who are those who are disgraceful and who are those who are the righteous of the earth. It is becoming, I don't know if about you, it seems to me it's getting easier and easier to spot. It's becoming very obvious. I guess you saw the post that I did the other day. I showed you, and it's real, from Cabot Phillips, Erica Kirk's ex-boyfriend, or current boyfriend, with a tattoo on his lip that says pizza. There you go. It's getting easier and easier to spot good guys and bad guys. Anyway, he says, and this is the verse I want you to hear, one of the verses. Those who are wise will shine as bright as the sky, and those who lead many to righteousness will shine like the stars forever. Congratulations. This is you guys. You are wise. You've been listening to the truth. You've been searching out the truth. There's so many people who are still asleep, and it's maddening. I just ended up talking to someone. I was on a plane ride yesterday, and we got along famously. He was an XRP guy, and we were having a great time. And he was saying that he'll try to talk to someone, and they're just completely just refusing intentionally to hear. They just don't want to know. They don't want to hear the truth. They stop up their ears so they can't hear it. So anyway, but you are the wise who have been following the truth. And you'll shine as bright as the sky. And those who lead many to righteousness will shine like the stars forever. But you, Daniel, okay, so he said to keep this prophecy a secret until the time of the end when many will rush here and there and knowledge will increase. Well, of course, we know that knowledge has increased. And this knowledge, this disclosure, this revelation has come out. And I'm very thankful that we have been able to piece this together. By a miracle of the Lord, he's revealed this to us. This is the end times and a thousand years of peace. It goes into the detail about what is going on with end times because what they told us was clearly not true. Anyway, it says knowledge certainly has increased. And so then Daniel looked and saw two others standing on the opposite sides of the banks of the river. And one of them asked the man dressed in linen, who was now standing above the river, how long will it be until these shocking events are over? It's just how long? He says, this is awful. All that they'll be going through, how long? And I'll just say, we're all feeling the same thing. We felt, you're like, how long? That's what Daniel was asking all those years ago. So the man dressed in linen, who was standing by the river, raised both his hands toward heaven and took a solemn oath, sorry, by the one who lives forever, saying it will go on for time, times, and half a time. When the shattering of the holy people has finally come to an end, all of our struggles, all of our suffering, all of our servitude, all of our exile. Remember how I was talking about from Deuteronomy 29 and Deuteronomy 30? If you haven't seen that, go back and look at a couple of videos back where it talks about, you know, that he said if you, when you do this evil and you fall into Baal worship, the Lord will scatter you to the wind. But then eventually, he will bring you back once you wake up and realize you were wrong and you want to be restored to the Lord. And all this, and I'll give you double blessing for all you've suffered. Remember that? So this is what it's saying here is that it'll finally come to an end. The servitude, the exile, all the suffering. After all these things have happened, it says go on for time, times, and half a time. Remember what I said in the book? Okay, let me see if I can find it. I don't know if I can find it that quickly. Anybody know the passage, the page where it talks about, I think it's early on, where it talks about, you know, decoding what is time, times, and half a time? Well, it's identical to 42 weeks or sometimes 42 months, which is also the same as 3.5 years, which is also the same as 1,260 days. Those are all equivalent. Let me see if I can find it real quick. I thought I can't find it that quickly. Anyway, if somebody finds it, please put it in the chat. That page in the book. And that's basically whenever you see those numbers, you're like, what? You know, why are they using this number system of 3.5 years and 42 months? And you know, what is that about? Or sometimes 42 weeks, which is a gestation period. You know, time is 1 year, times is 2 years, so it's 3 years, and then and half a time is half, so 3.5 years. All right, it's because he's saying this is, and as I've said in the book many times, this is a time of battle, a time of struggle, a time of wrestling, remember? A time of birthing, right? And you guys have seen it. I'm not going to go into it, but you know you've seen the sign of the Son of Man over on MelissaRedPill.com. This is the sign of the Son of Man, the woman in labor. We're all in labor pangs to get this kingdom to come and his will to be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Okay, so that's what we're working on. That's not what I wanted. Okay, so he says it'll be until time and times and half a time. when the shattering of his holy, of the holy people has finally come to an end, these things will have happened. Well, that doesn't look like it's answered the question, does it? But it did. If you have the other puzzle pieces, right? And so you and I very well know that this sign, and our forefathers knew this, that this would happen September 23rd, 2017. This is, my voice is gonna, I'm gonna have to go quickly because I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just, I gotta get my voice back. But anyway. So September 23rd, 2017 was when we saw the sign of the Son of Man, which is also the woman in labor. And as soon as you have that sign, it was basically eight years since that sign happened, right? And then you have, you know, we've been in this time of struggle, no doubt. No doubt. He says, I heard what he said, but I didn't understand what he meant. So I asked, how will this finally end, my Lord? He says, go now, Daniel, for what I've said is kept secret and sealed until the time of the end. Many will be purified, cleansed, and refined by these trials. But the wicked will continue in their wickedness, and none of them will understand. Only those who are wise will know what it means. I'm just really so thankful. So thankful to be in that number. Aren't you? I'm just, it's so exciting. From the time. So, yeah, thanks, Robin. My problem is that my heart got damaged when I did that. I got an allergic reaction to that bleach. And it's not in my throat. It's in my heart. And I have fluid built up on my heart because of when they attacked. It's from the poisoning. I wish it was something that would, I mean, a cough drop helps some, but not really. Anyway, thank you. I appreciate y'all's love. I appreciate your concern. I appreciate your prayers. And we're almost there though, and we're going to be well. And all of us are going to be well. It's going to be so exciting. We've been waiting so long. We got to hurry. Okay. It says, only those who are wise will know what it means. From the time the daily sacrifice is stopped and the sacrilegious object that causes desecration is set up to be worshipped, there will be 1,290 days. I'm not going to go into that first portion right there of verse 11. Okay, I'm not going to go into that. But there's something that's going to end this, quote, daily sacrifice. Okay, and I believe that that's really talking about their evil that they do. We know that they have rescued so many of the children, but not all, right? And so, you know, I would have hoped, I mean, I think a good portion of it was solved a while back under COVID. The tunnels were cleaned out, but there's no way they've stopped completely. These people will find any way in the world. We know that they have their children missing. Hello, we know that. So it says from the time this is the daily sacrifice is stopped, it'll be 1,290 days. So let me just say this. I believe that now we know that this 1,260 days lands us on Christmas. This was the sign right here, as I was just showing you in Revelation 19. I hope this is making sense to you guys. Listen very carefully. Revelation 19, verse 17, says there was an angel standing in the sun, right? That takes us to the 1,260 days, the time of this birthing, this time of this struggle. And that was one transaction of $4.2 billion from Elon Noel, right? Have you ever thought about it? His name is Elon as Noel? From that moment when he did that, that was the end of it for the cabal. They're insolvent. It's just a matter of time for them to be exposed before the whole world. And so think of that as 1,260 days. Now, when you look at the 1,290 days that appears, that will be 30 days from that, so January 25th, will be the day when their power of their evil will be stopped and the children will be rescued. The children will be set free. The captives will be set free. I'm just looking at what, if this is to be, you know, if this is what I'm seeing here, this is what's, we're in this timeline. We're finally in this timeline. We're finally in the final stage of this terrible war that has felt like it will never stop. But we know that with that one motion, that fatal blow of the silver purchase on Christmas, that is sets this in motion. You can tell me what you think in the chat, okay? All right, so anyway, from the time this is set up, because it's desecration, it's set up to be worshipped, it'll be 1,290 days, so that'd be 30 days from then. And then there's another 45 days. Blessed are those who wait and remain until the end of the 1,335 days. That's another 45 days. That takes us to Purim. You know what Purim is? We've talked about this many times. Purim is literally a celebration of our enemies being destroyed. Our captors, that the captives are destroying their captors, right? So that's really what it's about. Let me see if I can get the mail. No, not mail. Calendar. If I can get this. All right, so here is the 25th of December. Here we go. We had that. And then 1 month later, that would take us to right at the end of January, and then February right there, and then Purim starts right there. Purim Eve is the 2nd of March. And just so you know, it's my birthday. Kind of fun. It is actually 3-3 of all things. So it's actually 45 days, I think, is at the end of Purim. Maybe it's like, anyway, I think it's more like the 10th or whatever. But this is it's a celebration of literally, Purim is the celebration of the destruction of our enemies. I mean, what kind of celebration is that? That's a pretty cool celebration. We've always talked about that this would be biblically the time for them to be destroyed. I just would have thought it would have been last year, right? Or the year before. But, you know, we just had to wait and see, you know, watch how it all played out. All right, so I just wanted you to see that. Let me show you one more thing. Where did I go with that? That's not what I wanted. Okay, sorry about this. Y'all, I just got off that plane. I'm just barely getting it together. All right, so let me see if I have something else. I was going to show you. Where is it? Bear with me real quick. That's not what I wanted either. I do want to send something to, if you haven't done it already, please send something to Tina Peters. I don't know if I accidentally closed it. What did I do with my Daniel passage? Should I delete it? Yes, I did. Okay. Let me do this. Okay, bear with me real quick. It's just Daniel chapter 12. Okay. As for you, go your way until the end. You will rest, and at the end of the days, you will rise again to receive the inheritance set aside for you. Amazing. Blessed are those who wait and remain until the end of the 1,335 days. Okay, somebody do the quick math and tell me what is the 13, actual 35 days. It's somewhere like let's say if it's the 25th of February, that takes us there, and you have to have another, what did I just say, 2 more weeks? Yeah. It's more like a month and a and half a month. Okay, so let me see, we'll go back to here. And so like right at the 11th, right in there, that would take us to at the end of the Purim festival, because they celebrated and they kept, this sounds terrible, but it's good. It's killing more of their enemies. And so they have a longer festival. So I think it might be right on the 11th. I will get that and get the exact date for you. But the point is, it looks like that's what our forefathers knew, and that's why they set up December. They knew that this was the end of our enemies was on Purim, and that's why they knew this Daniel 12 passage was leading us to, you know, this Christmas. And they've always had everybody living in anticipation of Christmas, that we're going to have a huge Christmas and we're looking forward to Christmas. And, oh, what are you going to get for Christmas? And, you know, and they all, you know, the whole world, you know, is thinking about Christmas. And so that's been, I mean, literally every culture, you know, pretty much celebrates in some way or another. So it's, you know, a beautiful thing. Now, to imagine that we've been looking forward to Christmas being, I never thought about it, that we were celebrating the biggest gift that Jesus could give us, which is the destruction of our enemies. Of course, our Lord Jesus, you know, when he was born, the angel said he came to rule the earth. And he came to destroy he came to destroy the evildoers. He came to destroy the works of darkness. That's the Christmas present. How about that? What do you guys think? I think it's just a very, very exciting. I think it's really exciting to see how this is all coming together. And I can make it. Can you make it? Can you make it till March 3rd? Can you make it to March 11th? Something like that. So just hang in there. We're going to see this popcorn like he was showing us. President Trump is eating his popcorn. Yeah, we are going to see a lot coming up, especially like as of tomorrow, Monday, the 29th of December. So I really would encourage you to, number one, have a little cash and stay buckled, stay comfy, stay in faith, and trust the plan. And when people, you know, I'm thinking when they can't get their money out of their bank account, some people are going to want to know what's going on. So be ready. As the Lord says, to give an answer for the hope that lies in you. Be ready to give an answer. What are you going to say when people can't get their money out of the bank? Ask the Lord, what do you want me to say? How do I respond to people when they're flipping out? I just can't imagine how something big is not going to happen on Monday. I mean, they've got to open Monday and Tuesday. What are they going to do? I don't know. We'll see. We're going to watch and see. All right. I think that's it. Yeah. I would really encourage you to check out these videos that I've been posting. This guy really explains it well. And, you know, that there was a huge, this is the one about the silver buyer emerged and basically just threw a huge, I mean, the precision timing was unbelievable. Someone says, oh, it's fake AI. It's, we know it's just an AI, whatever. It doesn't matter. The truth is, it's the truth. And that's what all that matters. Okay, you know what? One other quick thing. There is a
technique pass.
Ow! Gosh, it's too loud. All right, so there was another one that I wanted you to see the proof of the transaction. Let me do this super, super quick, and then we're going to go. Because my voice, I know, it's too much. All right, so Okay. Oh, I'm going to show you this one too. Okay, I'm just doing that a second. There was one that I just wanted you to see that the transaction, in case someone says, "Oh, well, I, you know, how do you know that this guy isn't full of it?" Hey, I'm going to send you this link. I'm going to put it in the chat, and Songbird's going to put it in the comments because it's really important that you have the sauce for all this. Here is the transaction page from the Federal Reserve. Okay. Is that the one? Hang on. Bear with me. I thought that was the one. Okay. Let me get to it. Because it actually shows you the actual... There it is. That's the one right there. I'm gonna pop this one. It's on Echo to Truth. Okay. I'm going to show you this one. Transaction where they actually went in and they purchased this from the Fed. What is it? You know, however many billions of dollars to cover their you know what they couldn't pay. Great is that they're in the situation where they can't pay their bills. Oh, that's so great! I love that. My goodness, that makes me so happy. Oh, a little bit of that goes a long way. All right, so yeah, definitely you can show that and say yeah, they can go to this link and they can see it in all the detail. They can see all the evidence of it right there on this page. Okay, and see that these transactions are happening, and nobody ever does this. I mean, imagine. I mean, you and I don't want to have a payday loan. These J.P. Morgan is having to go to get a payday loan. Isn't that funny? I love that. All right, I think that's it. Okay, I know my time is running out, mostly on my voice. I really would love to stay on here longer and go into more detail, but I was going to tell you the other thing is we've had a crazy few days. Buddy with his little legs not doing, and they're doing better. Thank you for praying on his little legs. A dear friend of mine had to go in the hospital. I hear him racing out for me to go to the Christmas event, and I forgot my medicine, so I was without my medicine to help my heart for a week because I was so focused on my friend that I didn't focus on what I needed for me. Anyway, that's what it is. So that's why I've kind of taken a couple of steps backward. I was doing so much better, and now I've kind of taken some steps back. Anyway, just pray that my heart will get better from the damage that they have done to it. And I believe that this is what we're going to see. Once these evildoers are off of us, then we're going to have healing. The Lord will rise and give healing in his wings. He will just, we'll mount up with wings like eagles. He says, we'll be well. And right now we have so much of this evil oppression on us. And that's all going to dissipate. It's all going to go. If you're not familiar with that, definitely check into this book because this is all about the wonderful things that are going to happen in the golden age. This is where we're headed and complete healing. Everyone's going to be well. What did I just say? It says here in Daniel chapter 12, blessed are those who wait and remain until the end of the 1335 days. We are going to see the kingdom of Christ birthed on earth. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be wonderful. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that even for our suffering, because that makes our victory all the sweeter. Thank you, Lord, that they can't pay their bills. Thank you, Lord, that all that they have done is coming back on their heads and that they will pay double for all that they've done to us. Thank you, Lord, that you are faithful to your promise. You said this would happen, and your word is true every time. Every time we see how perfect your word is and that how you have left us so many breadcrumbs, and our forefathers have too, and establishing Christmas in December 25th of all days. We're like, why is that? And it's because they wanted us to see about this beautiful prophecy and how just to have hope that we're going to see the fall of our enemies. Lord, I thank you that we saw this on your birthday. On your birthday, we saw you fulfill the promise that you made to us to set us free from our enemies by taking their money, and they're going to stand trembling and helpless. Thank you, Lord. And all that they've done to us is going to be wiped out, and we're going to have peace and health and wealth. We thank you. I pray for everyone on the battalion. I pray you'd strengthen them. I pray you'd help my voice come back. And Lord, whatever, if you just want me to talk like this until we get to that finish line, that's okay too, because I know that your word is true, and we're going to have days that eye has not seen and ear has not heard, nor has entered into the heart of man what you have prepared for those who love you. Thank you, Lord, for the beautiful, bright future that is just right there. I can't even believe it. It's so exciting. Thank you, Lord, that you've helped us to see the truth about these things. What an honor it is. I pray again for everyone on the battalion. I pray you continue to strengthen them and guide them, and help them to know that you will never leave their side. No matter what crazy stuff's going on, you are there, and you're going to walk them through every step of the way, just like you always have. Lord, give us the words to speak to people in that very hour, and so that we can help them to wake up. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I pray. Thank you so much, you guys. Thank you. I love you so much. I appreciate all your love. I appreciate that I can tell you stuff, and I know you're excited to hear the truth about it, and because not everybody is. Let's just be honest. You can tell somebody, and like, the most cool thing in the world. You're like, I've got to tell you something, and they're like, meh, whatever. So, all right, I'm going to play this little song for you one more time, and then we're going to jet. I love you, and I'll see you, if not before, I'll see you Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central. Okay? Love you guys.
Follow him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.